Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Pam time. How are you out there? Oh, this is the first weekend of spring in the year 2015. Welcome to my radio show, Pam Time. That stands for Performing Arts Music Time, an inspirational show filled with outstanding music and, of course, incredible fun. I'm your host, Pam Murphy, coming directly to you from Walden, New York, which is approximately 80 gorgeous scenic miles north of the great New York City. Yes, I have the best of both worlds. That's beautiful country and classic culture. So tonight's topic on Pam Time is Spring into Country. So we're going to kick it right off with a song from the CD Shady Lady by myself. And this one's called Country Kinda Way. Enjoy. And rhythm and sets its course. It's a country kind of way. That's right. So no matter how long the winter, spring is sure to follow, an old proverb. Certainly listening to that song will put you in a great country kind of mood. This, yes, it does, from my Shady Lady CD. And it was just released on iTunes and CD Baby. You can get it on Amazon.com, Songcaster, and it can also be found, some of the songs, on Reverb Nation as well. Just look under Pam Murphy 007. So check it on out. As I reminisce, I'm enjoying the beauty of a cool spring night with a little bit of white snow here amongst the tall oak trees and a partially, I guess, iced over tin brook We have great anticipation of some warmer weather ahead this week in the very new future, and hopefully the return of some green grass and some budding flowers soon. I'm also getting ready to enjoy some great music as I sip on some hot tea and lemon and have a nice warm blanket wrapped around me. And yes, I'm extremely grateful to have this time to share with you tonight, my listeners. So, hey, my broken leg is finally healing beautifully, and I'm on the mend. Thank you to all my well-wishers out there and having patience with me, taking a break on my radio station. And everybody who helped out, though, I do appreciate it. I'd like to say a big hello to friends and family listening into tonight's show. Hey, you can check out my website and what I'm doing on pamproductions.webs.com, or you can go on my Facebook sites. I have Pam Time or Pam Murphy 007, and you can always check out anything coming up. I also have a YouTube channel, and you can go on that, Pam Time. I have a lot of my episodes from my TV show, which is on Access 23 TV station, Time Warner Cable, every Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. It's also on MNN, which is Manhattan Neighborhood Network, which has been picked up down in the city, which is wonderful. So it goes out to quite a number of viewers, and that's every Thursday at 4 o'clock. So if you're down there, tune on in. Or if you go on MNN.org, you can actually view it on your computer. And that's every Thursday at 4 o'clock, and it's Culture Channel 4. So tonight's topic is spring into country. So thinking of spring, you think of birth, rejuvenation, and regrowth. You know, the days get longer once again. Like the hardiest of flowers start to poke through the snow and the partially frozen ground here in New York, like the daffodils, tulips, and the beautiful crocuses that like to come through. And it starts to warm up, and soon the trees will blossom, and the flowers will begin to bloom, and the grass will turn green, and that fresh smell of spring will be in the air. Country living seems to take on that sweet feeling, too. The beautiful sound of the birds singing and the crickets chirping will fill the air once again. I like taking a hike outside, of course, or riding my bicycle, and it reminds me some of the fun outdoor things you can do here in the Hudson Valley. Feeling the warm sun on my face and listening to some great music after a long day's work are some of my other favorite things to do to unwind. So here's some activities I found. You can do 10 spring activities here to do in the country, so I got a list for you. So number one, go on a picnic. You can spread out a blanket anywhere and have a perfect picnic day. You can go outside or if it's in, and savor the sun if it's out, or you can stay in if it's raining and just spread it out in your living room floor and have a nice, fun picnic. Second, you can go outside and blow some bubbles. That is always fun no matter what age you are. Anybody can go out and have some fun doing that. A third activity, do an art project. You know, the creative process can be in or outdoors. Just grab a hunk of clay. Or you can get some paints, some crayons, whatever. Paints and a canvas, and you can express yourself through art. You can do that indoors or outdoors, as I said. So number four, you can make a cardboard crown. That was fun. What person doesn't like to crown themselves and loves a costume? Make something whimsical or fun. It's always great to do. You can get some scissors, and you can paint it, or you can just use some cardboard or some colored paper and just have fun with a crown. So five, you can turn flowers different colors. You can use food color in different jars and let the flowers absorb the different colors. You can make a rainbow of different colors doing that. That's a lot of fun. Number six, fly a kite. What a perfect time to go out, and you can go out with the kids or anybody and can discuss the science of the kites too along with that. Number seven, make a mud pie. I love that idea. Get messy outside. Now, of course, if it's raining and you don't want to do it outside, you can do an indoor version. I can do that with some Play-Doh. Number eight, make a bird feeder. You know, there's 1,800 species of birds that migrate each year. And as the weather warms up, they fly back for the summer. So why not welcome those beautiful birds with a sweet little snack? And so what you can do is you can take a pine cone and then you put some peanut butter on it. And if you want, you can just use sunflower seeds, I should say, or you can get some bird seed and just kind of roll it around in it. If you have a pipe cleaner, you can hang it on outside on a tree, and the birds would love that. So make a bird feeder. I like that one. Number nine, use a sidewalk or any place, a driveway, any place outdoors and use some sidewalk chalk. And you're going to have a blast. You can just, you know what, just start writing, or you can make any type of like artwork on it, you know, big huge sun that's shining out and put that on there, a rainbow, mix it up, the sprinkle of water too, that's always fun, and have fun and create a way. And number 10, plant something. You know what, planting seeds and nurturing them as they grow is a great activity. Now, you can start this inside. I saw this. I'm going to try this here. This year, I think, where somebody started some seeds on the inside of a, they took like a shell of an egg, and they emptied it out, and they put some soil in it, and they started the seeds in that. And I thought, wow, that's such a great idea to do. So just thinking about maybe doing that this year, but planting some seeds inside, or you can go right outside. And you can do them out there and plant them in the ground. There's, you could do vegetables, flowers, or trees, or whatever. So there's just some fun ideas to get your mind out of this long winter and just think about some fun stuff ahead to do. So let's go ahead and play the next song we're going to do, which is, again, from my Shady Lady album. And this is called Keepin' Country Strong. According to the late Robin Williams, spring is nature's way of saying, let's party. I thought that was great. So I'm excited to be hosting my 51st radio show, Pam Time, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. You can blog on or call in with a question or comment while I'm on the air at 347-215-7469. You can catch any of my archived shows and listen to them at any time on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Pam Murphy 007, or just type in Pam Time when you go on. Shows are live every Saturday night from 11 to 11:30 p.m., and they feature inspirational messages, educational performance arts topics, breaking news, community and concert venues, and from independent artists and talented singer-songwriters and hot bands and musicians. So again, check out my website, pamproductions.webs.com, for more information, or go on my Facebook site, PamMurphy007. So we're listening to some delightful songs, like I said, from my album, Shady Lady. And you hear me singing along and playing piano. But also on the album, there's J.C. Santalis on the guitar. The first number, he was on the banjo. And, of course, he plays bass on that as well. And then, of course, the talented Anthony Realbuto is on the drums. This was all done at Raw Recording Studio, which is located in Paterson, New York. And J.C. Santalis, of course, was the recording and sound engineer. And he does a fantastic job. He is some talented man, young man. And let me tell you, he's wonderful. If you ever want somebody to do some recording for you, get out there. Again, it's in Paterson, New York, and it's called Raw Recording Studio. So you know what? A little sense of humor from Facebook, an Irish sense of humor I got this from. I can't take credit for this. But here's a giggle for you. Figured you'd like this out. I thought it was pretty funny. So listen to this little limerick. The wedding day was fast approaching. Everything was ready, and nothing could dampen Maureen's excitement, not even her parents' nasty divorce. Her mother, Kathleen, finally found the perfect dress to wear and would be the best-dressed mother of the bride ever. A week later, Maureen was horrified to learn her new young stepmother had purchased the same dress. She asked Babsy, her stepmother, to exchange the dress, but Babsy refused. "Absolutely not. I'm going to wear this dress, and I'll look like $1 million in it." Jennifer told her mother, Kathleen, a very wise Irish woman, who graciously replied, "Never mind, dear. After all, it's your special day, not hers." 2 weeks later, another gorgeous dress was finally found for Maureen's mom. When they stopped for lunch, Maureen asked her mother, "What are you going to do with the first dress? You really don't have any plans to wear it." Kathleen grinned and replied in true Irish fashion, "Of course I do, dear. I'll be wearing it to the rehearsal dinner the night before the wedding." That's funny. Heck hath no fury like the angry Irish woman, the outlaw way, right? So anyways, the last song you just heard was inspired by the television show Keeping Country Strong, and they're actually playing that at the beginning of it. You can watch it every Wednesday night here in the Hudson Valley at 9 o'clock. It's hosted by Carl Richards and Irwin Benzie Benz, and then I'm on there as well doing the musical introduction. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful show that showcases, you know, independent artists and local community events. And I got inspired to write that song, and they've been using it, like I said, as the introduction every single week now, which is great. So the other people that are on the set there is Lois Richards, and she produces the show. That's Carl's wife, and she's a wonderfully talented lady. She does a lot of the stuff there at Access 23 TV station there in Port Jervis. And then, of course, Barry, who just recently passed away, he was our director, and, you know, I just feel so horrible that he passed. We had some great times with him, and he will be sadly missed over at the TV station, but he's in that song, so he'll always be remembered there by it. Lou, our cameraman, Lou Kinnear, who always comes by and donates his time and does a great job. And, of course, the Richards family, of course, there's all the kids there, and they just do a wonderful job. And the grandkids, I should say, too, Amber, Cheyenne and all them, Cody and the whole crew. So, anyways, they've got 24 years of Keeping Country Strong on the air at Access 23 TV station in Port Jervis. And like I said, I'm so proud to be a part of this wonderful show, which promotes independent artists and local community events, like I said. And it also is on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. I don't know the exact times, but you can also see it there. And from what I understand, it's been picked up out in Nashville now. So tune on in and see. It's a great, great show. It's an hour-long show, whereas my Pam Time show is only half hour. This is an hour show. So it really gets to highlight and feature the person who's on, the band or the local artist that's on. So it really is a great thing to watch. So that song I wrote as in honor of that. So it's a country song, as of course you hear. So I figured I'd put it on tonight's show. So I'd like to go ahead and play the third song for you, which is my song, Down the Highway. And we know that we need to enjoy life's treasures and its beauties, you know, that you always need to remember and keep the sights on the future and all the wonders it can bring, but never forget the little things in life that mean so much to you. And this will bring you success no matter what. So that's kind of summing up what this song's about. I just picture myself, I love this one, one of my favorite songs that I wrote. I just like singing it, but it also reminds me of the country air and spring, I guess, because, you know, I just picture myself going in my red convertible. I have a spider, which is a Mitsubishi spider. When I put the roof down, the top down, it's so much fun. I go up the big mountain there to Port Jervis, and it's just beautiful. You know, the sun's beaming on my face, and you have that fresh smell of the beautiful country air with the wild Irish roses, everything out there. It's just gorgeous. And so this song, I just kind of think of that as I do this. So let's give a listen to my song called Down the Highway. Thank you. on the highway. Life is only a breath of time, so make the best of it. This is a conclusion of Pam Time and Springing Into Country. I hope you've enjoyed it. So again, you can check out my website with all this information. Anything you want to get, my album or anything like that, or know anything about my shows, you can go on pamproductions.webs.com. I'll say that again, pamproductions.webs.com for bookings and music information. Tonight's country songs are from Shady Lady CD. That's with Jim and J.C. Santalis and Rockin' Anthony Realbuto on the drum set. And, of course, some country singing by myself, Pam Murphy. So check it on out on iTunes, like I said, all these other sites. Music takes us places, it certainly does. And remember to keep calm and listen to some country. Thank you all for listening to Pam Time. Tune in again next week for a night filled with some great music and fun. This is your host, Pam Murphy, signing off and wishing you all a beautiful week ahead. We're going to take it on out with some country kind of way. Goodbye and good night.